Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We have an update on Road Dogg following a heart attack scare over the weekend. Plus, WWE comments on the editing for Peacock. And is Logan Paul heading to WrestleMania? For Monday, March the 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Over the weekend, WWE agent Brian James, known as Road Dogg, was hospitalized following what appears to have been a heart attack. His wife, Tracy James, on Facebook gave us the following over the weekend. "I want to thank everyone for the prayers and texts. Brian most likely suffered a heart attack late Thursday night after returning from Orlando. He has had test runs and we are currently waiting for the results. He has also seen a kidney specialist and will have a stress test done. He's always been on blood pressure meds for high blood pressure. Just please pray all the tests come back for something that we can fix. I am a total wreck, but I'm trying so hard to be positive. Please pray for Brian. He feels horrible. And for God to please heal my husband so he can come home. Thank you all so much." And it was last night we had an update further to the condition of Brian James. This comes from his brother, NXT producer Scott Armstrong, who tweeted last night, "Thank you for all the well wishes, positive vibes and prayers for my brother Brian. Tonight, he's in the hospital resting comfortably and Monday will undergo tests on his heart. Thank you again." So as it stands today, Road Dogg set to get tests to see where he is at health-wise. And we here at Cultaholic, of course, send nothing but the best to Brian James, a.k.a. Road Dogg Jesse James. Get well soon.
Are you ready to go?
Are you ready?
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Give me a hell yeah!
Last week, WWE began its migration from the WWE Network to Peacock in the United States, and it hasn't been without teething problems. It was Fastlane, the first pay-per-view of the Peacock era, where some people reported issues with being logged in and out, issues with not being able to rewind live programming, as you could do on the network previously. And then as the week wore on, there was discussions on editing of content, and there was two notable things that were removed from WWE Network and its migration to Peacock. One of those being a racial slur used by Vince McMahon at SummerSlam 2005, and the other being Roddy Piper's half blackface at WrestleMania 6. In fact, that entire match has been removed from that show's lineup. Further to that, New York Times covered the story of the migration for WWE and said and give quotes from both NBCU and WWE. This is the first time both companies have publicly acknowledged the editing process of the WWE Network. NBC Universal have said, quote, "Like with other shows on the Peacock platform, we are reviewing WWE content to ensure that it aligns with Peacock's standards and practices." WWE added a further comment saying, Peacock and WWE are reviewing all past content to ensure it fits our 2021 standards. So the editing probably won't end at the two examples we gave at the beginning here. In terms of how deep they go with the editing, it is yet to be seen. Obviously, throughout the history of professional wrestling, there are some incredibly controversial moments that the network showed in their entirety. It, obviously, Peacock will have a different mindset, catering to a much wider audience and keen to make sure that whatever WWE is putting out is in line with what their shows are doing as well. This does unfortunately affect us here at Cultaholic. As of time of recording, they haven't yet migrated over the episodes of Monday Night Raw that Justin Henry and I use for the Cultaholic Classic Raw review. Consequently, we are missing a week of the Classic Raw review whilst we endeavour to see how this falls and we take the process from there. We thank you for all the messages that we had over the weekend when it was becoming apparent that there were going to be some delays in getting all the old episodes of Raw across. People were reaching out to us going, what are you guys going to do? We're going to be missing this week whilst we get things in place. And by that point, we may have access to the episodes anyway. So no episode this week from Justin Henry and myself, apologies, but you will have something to listen to on Tuesday. A little something different, which I'll share with you more details about this time tomorrow. We have teamed up with Audible to give you access to thousands of incredible stories right now. You can sign up to Audible for free for 30 days at cultaholic.com/audible. Whilst you're there, we've got a whole selection of amazing wrestling books that you can choose from as well if you want to broaden your wrestling horizons. Can I highly recommend Guy Evans' Nitro, the most comprehensive guide to the rise and fall of WCW since the death of WCW from R.D. Reynolds. It's an incredible 14 hours of audio for you to listen to, read by the author. If you want to have a real deep dive into World Championship Wrestling, I cannot recommend Guy Evans' book more for you. It's an amazing tome, which you hear in your ears. And if you sign up for Audible for free right now, even if you choose not to keep it, you get a wrestling book for free on us. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible. Daniel Bryan was talking to Alex McCarthy of TalkSport about dream WrestleMania matches. This one came out of nowhere. Daniel Bryan says, if I could do a match 10 years from now, and this is assuming that I'm still capable of doing it, and that he progresses to a level like that, one of the things I think will be really cool is William Regal's son, Bailey Matthews. He just started on NXT UK. For his experience level, he's doing really well. I loved being able to wrestle William Regal the times I did in WWE, but I'm not sure people know how much he has affected my career. He has affected it so much. What he's given to me, and he's never asked for anything from me. And in return, he'd love to wrestle his son. 10 years down the line, maybe. As reported in a press release late last week, WWE has a brand new home for the Thunderdome. The Yuengling Center is the latest Floridian venue to be hosting WWE's award-winning Thunderdome. And it looks as if the Thunderdome is going to be a part of WWE programming until at least the summer. The residency for Thunderdome at the Yuengling Center is lasting until August the 3rd. Now, this won't stop WWE from doing the odd show outside of the Thunderdome. I know last year they were keen on doing a SummerSlam event on a beach. This might be more likely this year with things going the way they are. But it looks as if the Thunderdome is here to stay, with directors telling us when to boo, for at least another 5 months. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has revealed that his DC comic book hero movie, or comic book villain movie, I should say, Black Adam, is being released in theatres on the 29th of July, 2022. The announcement came via an Instagram video which showed the Black Adam release date in Times Square in New York on one of the big screens. Black Adam, if you're not familiar, is the main villain of DC Comics' Shazam. He's got the same powers as Shazam, but he's evil with them, basically. Black Adam was supposed to start shooting summer, just gone, coming out in December. But obviously, the world caught fire. That didn't happen. So this announcement is the first official word of a brand new release date. And I tell you what, The Rock looks brilliant as Black Adam. Just a couple of promo photos doing the rounds, but oh, I'm excited. The cat is well and truly excited. And staying showbiz somewhat, Logan Paul is going to WrestleMania, apparently. Numerous sources, including Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, say that the idea is to have a celebrity involved both nights of WrestleMania. Dave Meltzer says it's looking as if we're going to have Bad Bunny as part of WrestleMania on the Saturday and Logan Paul on the Sunday in some capacity of the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn match. Possibly a guest referee, possibly just hanging around ringside documenting the whole event. But Logan Paul very much looks to be a lock-in for WrestleMania. Set to make an appearance on SmackDown next week to get this set up. Intriguing to see Logan Paul used on WWE programming alongside Sami Zayn. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It's a Monday night, which means you're hanging out with Andrew from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Give him a geez from me. I might not be able to make this one. Give him a geez from me. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this week, as I said earlier, unfortunately, due to issues out of our control, no Cultaholic Classic Raw review tomorrow. You will get something quite unique to listen to, though, which I'm going to tell you more details about tomorrow. You will not go without a Tuesday podcast. Also this week, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps, chatting to ICW's Wrestle Beach, Emily Hayden, about how she got a toaster over in Scottish wrestling. That's a thing that happened. Cultaholic's YouTube channel right now, a daunting task in the face of Ross and I to tier list every single WrestleMania main event. We did that yesterday. You can watch it right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. Whilst you are there, we give you the true story of wrestling's nomad, Sid Vicious, a guy who seemed to appear in every wrestling company for just a short, brief period of time and is notorious throughout all of them. Quite the story for Sid Vicious, and we share that with you right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. And if you want to find out more about Logan Paul getting to WrestleMania, WWE's residency at the Yuengling Center, and the 10 most bizarre WrestleMania matches ever, all that and more is at cultaholic.com right now.
I know who I am. I am Blake Braxton. I'm the FYBA heavyweight champion of the world. That's Front Yard Boxing Association, for those who don't know. Yes, I am somebody. Damien Demento, you can sit there behind your keyboard, behind the comfort of your thumbs being on the space bar, but I know who you really are. You are nothing but a bitter, grumpy old man. A bald old man. You sit there and you whine and you bitch and you moan like somebody has pissed in your post toasties, like somebody has masturbated in your Metamucil. Well, let me tell you something, old man. Any respect me and the WrestleCrappers had for you is long gone. Here we are, right out here, in my front yard. This is where I reign supreme. I'm throwing it down right now for Damien Dependo, every other internet tough guy. You want to hide behind that space bar? You want to make yourself out to be something you're not? Come right here, Blake Braxton's front yard.
Before we go, I want to take a moment to pay respects to a member of the wrestling podcast family that we lost last night. One half of WrestleCrap Radio, Blade Braxton, has passed away. Blade, along with R.D. Reynolds, hosted their podcast together for 15 years. They documented the worst that wrestling has to offer at WrestleCrap.com. And they forever earned the ire of some folks who didn't quite get it by spending as little time as possible on the radio show discussing wrestling news. It was always incredible road stories from Blade Braxton, or recounting tales of R.D. Reynolds' trip to the grocery store. They did everything but talk about wrestling. Blade Braxton, with his filthy laugh and some of the greatest aside stories, just completely sidetracking the podcast. It very much kept R.D. on his toes when they worked together. Blade is a massive wrestling fan as well as a Tromaville fan. And anyone that follows him on Facebook and Twitter will know that not only did he do great things in the wrestling world as the Midnight Rose, but he was doing stuff in Troma movies as well. And what a dream to be able to be so passionate about things and get to work in them. Amazing. Lots of people are sharing stories of Blade Braxton online. I know Matthew posted a beautiful picture of him and Blade Braxton drinking Michelob. They did a meet and greet 1 year in the States, and must have been a laugh a minute. Like, just those two together. Like, Math always speaks very glowingly of Blade whenever we end up talking about the WrestleCrap lads. Everyone's sharing stories of Blade Braxton, and I hope you don't mind if I share one. Before all of this, I was working in a warehouse, and I would listen to podcasts to keep me company. One of those podcasts that was there every week was WrestleCrap Radio. And honestly, not a single episode went by that didn't have me laughing. Normally, if not Blade, then Ardy's reaction to Blade, to something he'd said, to something he did. I was doing, as well as working in a warehouse, I was trying to get on in radio at this point, and I had a little internet radio show on a Friday. And I just thought, you know what? Worth a try. I asked them if they wanted to come on and talk about WrestleMania with me one year. And they said yes. And we had a chat. And for about 90 minutes, I talked about wrestling with R.D. Reynolds and Blade Braxton. And it was just the most amazing, amazing 90 minutes. The call started, it was a Skype call, and it started with Blade Braxton saying, "Hey, you're the guy that did the Chris Brules thing." And I cannot tell you how surreal that is, to have somebody that you hold in such high esteem quoting back stuff that you did. Just amazing. Just amazing. We here at Cultaholic, we send our love and our utmost best wishes to R.D. Reynolds and the friends and family of the late, great Blade Braxton. Thank you. For Monday, March the 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Now, if you excuse me, I got some training to do. I got some geeks, I got some nerds, some morphs to get ready for, so I'll see you guys soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.